SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Senators will get an inside look into the president's proposed aid package for crisis areas, including Ukraine and Israel.
Senators are set to get a classified briefing on Ukraine, Israel, and White House plans for a $100 billion supplemental spending bill to address those and other national security concerns. But many Republicans say they won't support a bill for foreign aid unless it includes funds to help address the border crisis. Top GOP negotiator Senator James Lankford says senators are making progress and that he believes a compromise is possible before the end of the year. Bob Agner reporting.
Anti-Israel protesters are calling on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to support a ceasefire in the war between Israel and terror group Hamas. The protest was organized by a radical anti-war advocacy group, Code Pink. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden continues to draw low job approval numbers.
According to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, 40% of Americans approve of Joe Biden's job performance, while nearly 56% disapprove. Recent public opinion surveys continue to show low approval ratings fueled by unhappiness over the president's handling of the economy. With only 40% approval, Mr. Biden trails Donald Trump, Barack Obama, and George W. Bush at the same point in their first term in office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It appears there's a direct link between gold bars found in New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's home and a businessman accused of bribing the senator. NBC4 New York says at least four gold bars found in Menendez's home had the same serial numbers of bars stolen from a businessman in 2013. A security guard is dead after a triple stabbing at a Macy's in Philadelphia. Two others were hurt. It all began when a guy allegedly tried to steal hats from the store and then returned, attacking two security guards. This is SRN News. The Christmas wars are underway.
Officials in the city of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, are tacking about trying to fix a problem they started when they sent out a memo urging city workers to tone down their Christmas decorating in the name of diversity. The email suggested that whatever city employees do, they should not make any reference to the actual meaning of Christmas. A letter of warning from Liberty Council has prompted officials to do an about-face, allowing everyone to decorate as they wish. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Islamic police in Nigeria are preventing young people from going to church. International Christian Concern reports that local Muslim leaders have decided to enforce Sharia law on Christians in their neighborhoods. Last week, Islamic police caught five girls heading to church and prevented them from going. One of the girls tells ICC that the police threatened to kill the children if they try to go to church again. The problem is especially bad in the northern portion of Nigeria. This is SRN News. A 70-year-old woman in the country of Uganda has given birth to twins.
Safina Namukwaya had a boy and a girl through cesarean section at a hospital in Uganda's capital. She said what inspired me to give birth at my advanced age is that I had failed to conceive during my younger years, and I had no children of my own until I grew old. Dr. Isaac Chibet says Namukwaya is healthy.
We went ahead and assessed other organs, the liver, the kidneys, and all. And we noticed she was okay.
Namukwaya had a daughter at the same facility in 2020, again after fertility treatment. She is not the oldest mom. A 73-year-old woman in India gave birth to twin girls in 2019. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Republican National Committee announces who's taking part in the fourth GOP debate on Wednesday. Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy set to take the stage. More at SRNNews.com.